The National Psychology Museum in Akron is holding a grand reopening this week. The Smithsonian affiliate has undergone a multi-million dollar expansion and renovation. The Cummings Center for the History of Psychology has been on the north side of the University of Akron campus for 8 years, but it took until this month to complete construction of areas within the building for displaying the museum's full collections of artifacts and original documents, the largest such collections in the world. Psychology professor David Baker is executive director of the center.
The museum is organized around three themes: psychology as a science, as a profession, and psychology as an agent of social change.
And upstairs, an archive with original documents from the greatest minds in psychology and historic writings on human behavior dating from the 16th century is available to scholars from around the world. Professor Baker says while the original museum area was a well-done and well-received presentation space, the new area is special.
When we were open before, you know, I considered that a gallery. We would probably average 100 people a month, and it was very popular. That's why we were so excited to open this. And I think the response will be strong and steady. I really do think of this as a destination now. It's a real full-fledged museum.
The museum is at the University of Akron because it was there in the 1960s that two professors began collecting the National Archive of Psychology. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.